shortwave, AM, FM, and the internet. This is PCJ. Yeah! It's now time for the Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Perrone.
Oh, no!
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another Happy Station program. It's nice to have you with me. And we have a very fun show today. Yeah, it's a very fun show. We have a returning guest who was on the show over a year ago. In fact, when we had a poll, you may remember last year, which Happy Station show interviews would you like to hear again? And he made it into the top five. He made it into the top five. But he's back today to talk about something very interesting indeed. Now, do you remember on some of the older James Bond movies, at the end, after they run the credits, they would always run, you know, James Bond will return. Well, our special guest has returned. Who is it? Why has he returned? Where has he returned from? Who is he returning to? Well, all those questions and others will be answered on today's program. We're going to begin, however, with a request that came in not too long ago from Barry, who lives in the U.S. state of Florida. He wants to hear something by Bob Marley. So this is going out to you. Bob Marley, Is This Love, on the International Happy Station.
Provide the bread.
yes, I know, yes, I know, yes, I know now.
Bob Marley and Is This Love beginning today's show. And again, like I said at the top of the show, it's very nice to have you with us. If you're online, by the way, do check us out on Facebook, www.facebook.com, and just do a search for PCJ Media, and you can keep abreast of the Happy Station program, Jazz for the Asking, Nash Holos, The Kelly Alexander Show, Media Network Plus, and Media Network Classic. And, of course, everything else. So, do check it out. Somebody contacted me via Twitter just the other day. They said, Keith, we've heard you complaining about the weather. Is it really that bad in Southeast Asia? Is it really that bad? Well, how about this as a scenario, okay? As I was complaining about a few weeks now, it's been rain, and cold. Now, cold here is maybe like somewhere between 13 and 15 degrees Celsius, which you may think, oh, that's not that bad. But combined with the rain, it really is chilly. Anyway, we had an absolutely beautiful Saturday. Temperatures of 26, 27. Sunday, 26, 27. And then Monday, back down to 14 in rain. And the rain is continuing and not stopping. It is so wet right now, I feel like a fish and I should grow gills. That's how disgusting it is. I'm just hoping that the summer is going to come upon us very soon. And the thing is, last year, it wasn't like this. Last year, actually, we had a very beautiful spring, but it seems we had our spring, which was 48 hours, and now it's gone. So long, farewell, avida zain, goodbye. So, let us know what it's like in your part of the world. And if the weather is nicer, I advise you and invite you to go ahead and gloat about it. Doesn't mean I'll use your comment on the show, but you can nevertheless gloat about it. let me tell you about a couple of things that we have coming up in the next couple of weeks. Today, as I was walking around Taipei, I had three university students come up to me with the oddest question. They had an assignment from their teacher at one of the large universities here in Taipei, asking them to go up to different people to find out what they think about Taiwan food, which food, of course, is my favorite subject, and what people's impressions are. And they thought, oh, foreigner, probably here as a tourist. Let's give him some things to sample, and then we'll find out his impression. Well, it was then that they realized that I'd been here for quite some time, and there was nothing that they could surprise me with, including stomach. But that is a whole other thing. Anyway, after we got talking, they're actually quite interesting. So we did a short interview, and we're going to have that coming up on the show. And also, somebody by the name of John Kent. Who is John Kent? Well, you've never heard of him. Most people have never heard of him. He's a street musician that performs here in Taipei. Now, you're thinking to yourself, street musician, that's not unusual. There are many street musicians around the world. Well, that's true. But here in Taiwan, to have a foreigner as a street musician, that is a rarity. It is an extreme rarity. I've seen him around town for a couple of years. We decided to connect up, do an interview, and we're going to bring that on an upcoming show. Okay, time for more music. Here's Gail Costa from Brazil with Habibi. And by the way, Habibi in Arabic means something. I don't know what Habibi means in Portuguese or it means in Brazil. Maybe it means the same thing. Habibi, 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 love, 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 on the International Happy Station.
Happy delícia, fantasia, prazer, doçura, energia, paixão e poesia. Alô, alô? Alô, alô? Que os dias, os pensamentos, as descobertas, os sonhos, os limites, os amigos, os sentidos, os fatores, as ações, as orações, as ternuras, os amores, as simplicidades, as simpatias, as causas e efeitos. Sejam maravilhosas, independentes e prósperas. Sejam maravilhosas, independentes e prósperas. A Bibi mandou avisar. Prazer, doçura, energia, paixão e poesia. Alô, alô? Alô, alô? E os dias, os pensamentos, as descobertas, os sonhos, os limites, os amigos, os sentidos,
Brazil, the wonderful Gail Costa with Habibi. All right, now, at the top of the show, I said we have a returning guest because he's back in more ways than one to talk about something big happening. Yes, big happening. Now, I'm not going to tell you right away who it is, but our next piece of music may, just may, give you a clue. It's the classic song, Moscow Nights, performed by Ray Conniff and his orchestra. Joining us now on the program is a guest that we had on the show, I believe it was last year, a voice that many of you will remember from Radio Moscow World Service, a show called Vasily's Weekend. And Vasily did the show for a number of years, and then he disappeared. He went on television, and he did some stuff in Moscow. And he has returned. Hello, Vasily.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How's the weather treating you in Moscow? You're going into the spring now, right?
Spring is here, and it makes things easier, let's put it this way. But on the other hand, you know, Moscow being such a dirty city, you know, when the snow melts, you see everything that's underneath the snow. That's the bottles, the cigarette butts, the everything, you know, including crap left by all sorts of little animals running around, stray little animals. So it's not a very pretty sight.
That sounds absolutely delightful.
Welcome to Moscow, comrades.
Hey, the last time you were on the show, we were talking about how you got started at Radio Moscow. We talked about, you know, we actually played the Lumberjack song after you told us the funny story, and your explanation for the censors was, this shows the plight of a Canadian lumberjack and the difficulties they face every day and how you managed to put the song on the air.
Yep.
About the strange things that went on at Radio Moscow World Service, now known as the Voice of Russia World Service. You're here because you're coming back.
Scary, huh? Like a bad dream.
Well, wait a second. You went, like you weren't sure that you wanted to do it or not now.
Well, first of all, we've already done quite a few shows. I think we did something like 15 shows or something already. But it's only now that we've decided to sort of come out of the closet and say, you know, say officially that we're kind of back at Radio Moscow. Myself, yours truly, and then Natalie Stefanova, who worked with me at Radio Moscow World Service more than 20 years ago.
How did this happen?
Well, you know, it's interesting. You know, as time goes on, technology changes and the methods of delivering data and information also changes. And before, you know, in the 80s, it was all shortwave and it was these, you know, mighty electricity sucking transmitters and stuff. Nowadays, it's all, you know, digital or it's all online. And also, one of the ways of delivering your content is via local FM or AM radio stations in your target area that you basically buy airtime and go on the air. Well, what happened was, it turns out that the Voice of Russia, you know, came to an agreement with a local radio station in New York City, a local radio station in Washington, D.C., and I believe talks are underway with a station in London, DAB, actually, in this particular case. And new programming was needed, you know, special programming to actually go on the air in these three cities. And so the bosses at the Voice of Russia started looking around, and somebody approached us and said, you know, you want to try this? You want to, you know, do a show or something? And we said, you know, yeah, why not? We'll give it a try. You know, see how rusty we are. But basically, it sounded like a good idea, and I'm pretty sure it's a temporary gig. But we're still doing it, and we're enjoying it.
So when you started doing the show again, I mean, are you producing it at Voice of Russia, or are you producing it outside and then sending them the show?
The funny thing is, we did the pilot for the show. We did the pilot in my apartment from where I'm speaking to you right now. But the show itself is produced at the Voice of Russia, formerly the World Service of Radio Moscow. We go in there once a week, and we cut a few shows, and that's the way it's done.
How was it going back that first time? I mean, I remember you saying that, you know, after you left Radio Moscow and then Voice of Russia, you said you went back one time and you walked in and it was the same smell, the same staff, the same grumpy faces. I mean,
yeah.
Have things changed?
You know, on the floor that we're located at, the 10th floor at Pyatnitskaya number 25, that's the street name and building number. The 10th floor has been totally, a total remake. I mean, you have world-class studios, recording studios, live studios, and it's nothing that you can't even compare that to what you had in the 80s. It's like you're walking into some very, very, very modern facility that could have been, you know, situated in Hilversum or, I don't know, in D.C. or something. The rest of the building, there's a lot of stuff that hasn't changed. In fact, you know, we went just strolling around with Natalie, and we went down to the fifth floor where the World Service was located when we were working there, and we found the studios, the studios where we broadcast from, Studio 51 and 52. The thing is that these two studios are now, the studio space is now rented out, leased out to some company to, I don't even know what these people are involved in, anything but broadcasting. So they have an office in the studio, and they have another office in the control room. But the two 300-kilogram doors that isolate the studio from the world outside are still there.
Well, so they have an office with these humongous, like, bunker-type doors.
yep. And the on-air sign is still there, also in Russian, which says microphone on, mikrofon включен.
You know, it's interesting because I've noticed, especially over the last year or so, a lot of changes that have taken place at Voice of Russia World Service. We all know that Carl Watts passed away at the beginning of this year. Mm. They now have another announcer reading the announcements on the hour. I've noticed that the studios, especially for English programming, sound better than they did 2 years ago, more than even 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. That weird echo sound and the sound of somebody being 10 feet away from the microphone has all gone. but there is one question, and I put this to you because when I mentioned on Facebook that I was going to interview you, somebody sent me a question to ask you.
Okay.
They wanted to know, I'll explain why. They wanted to know, does the Voice of Russia now have American advisors who were previously, let's say, with Fox Television? Because they said when they tune to the hourly news, they hear music and they hear, like, sound effects in between the stories.
I know, zingers. Yeah, I mean, that is so sick. I'm sorry. I can say this because I'm not an employee of Radio Moscow. I don't know what it is. Certainly it's not Fox, because I'm sure Fox would have done, you know, a better job at consulting the local sound directors and producers. But it's just, I guess it's just the way Radio Moscow or the Voice of Russia just wants to sound hip on the air all of a sudden. It just wants to get away from that image of, those hollow-sounding studios and this is Radio Moscow. Here is the news. You know, they just want to get away from that. But I'm not sure they're doing the right way of actually putting a music bed underneath the newscast. You know, you could at least start by saying, you're tuned to the Voice of Russia. I'm so and so, and here is the news. I'm afraid they don't even name themselves, which is kind of strange. They don't even say who's at the microphone.
Is that because they're embarrassed of the way it sounds?
Probably. I don't know. It's really weird. I mean, you really get this really weird feeling. On the one hand, as I said, at the very top of the of our conversation, on the one hand, you have all these new technologies employed, and on the other hand, you have all these really old-fashioned, stale 80s and 70s standard sort of views and ways of doing things. It's just, it really boggles the mind.
So with you now being back at Voice of Russia World Service, how different is the show you're doing now from Vasily's Weekend?
Well, it's very different. First of all, Vasily's Weekend was a sort of a request interactive request rock and roll pop sort of a radio, show that we did once a week. It was mostly music requests, let's put it this way. The show that we're doing right now is a weekly 25-minute show, and we're just basically talking 25 minutes nonstop about whatever the subject is. Surprisingly, there's a lot more we can say and get away with than I thought we could. Let's put it this way. For instance, my co-host Natalie She tends to get a little emotional once in a while, and you know, she can say, "Well, I really don't support, you know, this guy and this guy," you know, and she's referring to, like, you know, the country's administration, and I'm not very political, and I'm not going to vote, and I never voted, you know. And can you imagine stuff like that going out of Radio Moscow 10 or 15 years ago?
She would have been sent off to Siberia.
Well, shoveling snow, yeah, that's a good occupation.
So with the new show now, I mean, when you were last here, you were talking about some of the funny hurdles that you had to go through. You'd record the show, bring the show to the censors. Quite often they would call you up saying, Comrade Vasily, we need to speak to you. How about today? Do you just do the show and then it just goes to Master Control Room and then out?
Pretty much so, yeah. We don't even have to go and, I don't know, talk to the editor, talk to the big boss about, you know, the theme of the show. We just go in there and we have a little plan of our own, some show notes that we come up with, and it's all off the cuff, you know, nothing written, nothing that's been tampered with by the censor. We just do it like live to tape, you know, and after that it goes to some major hard drive somewhere, and that's it, basically.
When you showed up that very first time to do the first show after the pilot, did you have former employees shocked to see you back there?
Yeah. Really? It wasn't really shock, but it was, let's put it this way, pleasant surprise. Oh, what a pleasant surprise to see you back here. You know, and then probably in the back of their heads they're thinking, oh boy, well, here's another loser.
Well, you know, let me ask you this question. I've heard of situations before where, let's say, you have somebody that was with a station for many years, they leave for whatever reason, and then they come back, and it may have been somebody that was, like yourself, extremely popular, and some of the other staff kind of, they treat the person a little bit cold because they think, oh, they brought the star back. He's probably getting paid more than us. do you sense that at all?
Do I sense that? You know, I'll be honest with you. Maybe it's my age, but I just tend to kind of shield myself off of everything. In fact, I told Natalie the other day, I said, look, what I'm interested in, I just want to get here every week, walk into the studio, cut the show, record the show, and then just leave, you know, as soon as possible. I don't want to stick around. I, you know, unless it's someone that we really got along with back in the 80s, you know, as far as the announcing staff is concerned, I really don't want to stick around and really see what's going on. I don't want to, you know, take part in all those, you know, backstage sort of murmurs and conversations and, you know, oh, they're probably getting paid more, you know, that sort of thing. I just want to stay away from all that.
You know, that sounds like a wise decision. I was once told by somebody who worked as a contractor at the CBC. He worked as a contractor for almost 40 years. And I said to him, I said, how did you last as a contractor for 40 years? He said, well, I would go in, do my show, and leave. I didn't hang around to talk about all of office politics, and that was it. He says, that was how I survived.
Yeah. You know, in an interesting episode about a month and a half ago, see, a lot of people that are working for this service basically have been there for about 20 plus years. And a lot of them haven't really changed in the sense of their approach to work ethics. And like, you know, in the Soviet times, you never had things like contracts or anything. You know, you couldn't really sign a contract with Radio Moscow World Service and the contract would say, well, this is your job description. This is what you're supposed to do and this is what you get paid for. You're not supposed to do this or whatever. Nowadays, of course, we have contracts. We have contracts with the Voice of Russia. And nowhere in my contract does it say that I have to do anything else apart from doing the show, which is called From Moscow with Love. Free plug. Anyway. and so what happened was one of these sweet little ladies from the 80s that's still working as a music editor approaches me and says, Vasily, could I ask you a favor? Can you please cut an ID for our service in Washington, D.C.? And I go, well, yeah, okay, you know, just I'll do it this time. So, you know, I like doing these things. So I go into the studio and I have to say something stupid like, you know, now the voice of Russia on 1390, 24/7, blah, blah, blah. You know, that sort of thing. I enjoy doing it. And, oh, Vasily, thank you very much. Now, next week, I go in there. She comes up to me and says, oh, Vasily, can you please cut some more IDs for us? There's some more liners. And I say to her, I say, look, here's the problem. You know, my contract doesn't really, you know, allow me to do this. And she goes, what? What contract? Forget about contract. Oh, cares about contract? You do it for me. I said, no, well, I'd love to do it for you, but, you know, it's just not the way that I'm used to working. I'm sorry. No, well, you know, and right there and then I made an enemy. So,
well, here's one. Actually, I think you're going to laugh at. I'm not going to mention any names at all. I'm not going to mention any names. But last year, I contacted somebody at Voice of Russia to do an interview with them because they'd been at the station for a number of years. Mm-hmm. And I managed to get through to her. And I'd met her maybe, 25 years ago in Montreal. Mm-hmm. And I introduced myself and she remembered. And I said, look, I want to have you on Happy Station to talk about your time because you were there during Radio Moscow. You went through the transition period. And she said, oh, nice, nice. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, this is the first time anybody has ever said this to me. Oh, mm-hmm. It'll cost you 300 euros.
Oh, man.
And I went, what? For an interview? I said, this is an interview. This is not you doing a piece. This is not me contacting you to do a freelance piece. This is for an interview. She said, oh, it'll cost you 300 euros.
Ay, ay, ay. So this woman still works for the Voice of Russia?
Yes, she does.
Okay.
Not mentioning any names. I'll tell you once we stop recording.
I think I might know who it is, but we're not mentioning any
names.
We're
not mentioning any names. The show is called From Moscow with Love. You can find out the details of when it broadcasts on the website for Voice of Russia World Service. Vasily, thank you for joining us again on the show.
Well, thank you very much, Keith, for having me. Can I just take 30 seconds more and plug our Facebook page?
30 seconds more. I can give you 30 minutes more. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, we have a Facebook page. What you do is you log into your own account if you're on Facebook and do a search for From Moscow with Love. And in the results, in the search results, you'll see a little black and white, brownish sort of an avatar. And it says radio station there. That's us. Visit our site and you'll see all the photos of the old announcers, Joe Adamoff, Annabelle Bukar, Nick Kournikoff. Very rare photos of the World Service of Radio Moscow. Never, ever before seen anywhere. So check us out. And please press on the like button. Otherwise, we have to go back to Siberia.
Vasily, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. All the best.
And by the way, if you want to find out where you can listen to From Moscow with Love on the Voice of Russia World Service, just go to www.pcjmedia.com. Look for this show, which is Happy Station Show for April the 10th. And we'll have all the information there, all the links and everything else. So you too can get in touch with Vasily, including via Facebook. All right, now time for Matchbox 20 and Unwell.
Shadows on my wall. All night, hearing voices telling me that I should get some sleep because tomorrow might be good for something. Hold on, feeling like I'm headed for a breakdown, and I don't know why, but I'm not crazy. I'm just a little unwell, I know.
care. But soon enough, you're gonna think of me and how I used to be me. And talking to myself in public and dodging glances on the train. And I know they've all been talking about me. I can hear them whisper, and it makes me think there must be something wrong with me. Out of all the hours thinking, somehow I've lost my mind. But I'm not crazy, I'm just a little unwell. I know right now you can't tell, but stay a while and maybe then you'll see a different side of me. I'm not crazy, I'm just a little impaired. I know right now you don't care, but soon enough you're gonna think of me and how I used to be.
Matchbox 20 and Unwell from the CD More Than You Think You Are. Yes. Okay. You're listening to the International Happy Station from PCJ Radio. As I mentioned a moment ago, our website is www.pcjmedia.com, and we also have a new version, or rather another edition, I should say, of Jazz for the Asking. Just click on the Jazz for the Asking webpage, and you can listen to the show. We actually featured an amazing concert that was recorded in 1989 at the Montreal International Jazz Festival that was recorded by CBC Radio of Charlie Hayden, featuring Joe Henderson. And we bring you excerpts of that in this edition of Jazz for the Asking from PCJ. Okay, a number of you have said that you enjoy the music from Japan that we play on the show, the J-pop. And we have another J-pop song right now for all of you that said that you enjoyed what we played last week from Utura Hikaru. This is a group called, or rather is a group called Kaiyo Taka. The song is called Vanishing here on Happy Station.
Just ってちゃんと伝えてよ。僕に解けない秘密残して君が雲間に消えるよって繋いだ手ほどけない。離れるのが怖くて君は解けない秘密を抱いて今は何もできるままに無力な僕は風に立ち尽くすだけ。風が吹き季節が終わった一人一人残され押して会う前から分かっていても僕は君を見つけた。その瞳の奥を探して僕に解けない愛を残して今もまだ心にいるよ。君を愛したことは忘れない無邪気な僕に戻れなくても新しい季節は巡る君のいたその場所を立ち去れない。 Baby, Baby。解けない秘密残して君が雲間に消えるようで繋いだ手を解けない。離れるのが怖くて君は解けない秘密を抱いて今は何もできるまま無力な僕は風に立ち尽くすだけ。
Kayotake and Vanishing. Not too long ago, we got a letter from Alexandra McHugh, and she said we should do an entire show of Burt Bacharach music. Actually, we had that planned last week, but because of the passing of Canadian comedian Roger Abbott, who we did a tribute to, we didn't do that show. But we're going to be doing that, the Burt Bacharach show, that is, coming up very soon. I'm thinking either at the end of April or the beginning of May. So let's have a little bit now of Burt Bacharach with Don't Go Breaking My Heart, Burt Bacharach, his orchestra, and his singers. Breaking my heart. Don't Go Breaking My Heart, Burt Bacharach. A little preview for our Burt Bacharach show that we have coming up at the end of this month, or I should say the beginning of May. All right, that's it. That's all we have time for on this week's edition of Happy Station Show. If you wish to get in touch with me, it's very easy. It's as easy as counting to 1, 2, 3. And if you can't count, it's as easy as saying ABC. And if you can't say the ABC, I should say, and if you can't say 1, 2, 3, then you have mental problems, like yours truly. No, but it's easy. Just go to www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. If you wish to get in touch with us, our email address is pcjmedia@gmail.com. That's pcjmedia@gmail.com. And when you write us, leave your contact information, like a phone number or something like that, and we'll call you up and have you on the show. We actually have a guest who actually was a listener of this show back in the 1970s, and he is all the way in, let me remember now, Tennessee. That's right, in Nashville, Tennessee, and he's going to be joining us on the show very, very soon. Okay, next thing. On Facebook and Twitter. Yes, we're on Twitter. We're one of the twits on Twitter. And, of course, Facebook, just do a search for PCJ Media. And don't be shy. Don't be afraid. Add me as one of your friends already. It's very easy. My name is Keith, K-E-I-T-H. And the last name is Perron. Yes, P-E-R-R-O-N. But I like saying Perron. Yes. Or as sometimes Americans will say, Keith Perron, yes, Keith Perron, yes, hi there, yes. Or I've had some other pronunciations as well. People have called me other names, but I don't think I can use them on the air. All right, that's it. That's all we have time for. On behalf of our technician, Kevin Lee, who did a marvelous job as always, our production assistant, Johan Backer, who doesn't just help with this show, but also jazz for the asking. This is Keith Parent saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and of course, sayonara. Thank you.
This is the son of PCJJ.
We would very much appreciate your comments and questions about our programming here at PCJ Radio. You can contact us via email at pcjradio@gmail.com. Once again, that's pcjmedia@gmail.com. We also invite you to visit our website, www.pcjmedia.com, and listen to all our programs. You can either download them from the website directly or subscribe to all our programs in iTunes at www.pcjmedia.com. And while you're at our website, do take part in the Happy Station Show Friendship Sponsorship Program. There are three levels: silver for $1, gold for $5, and platinum for $10. The selection is yours. This is PCJ Radio.